Then there are artists who are extracting anatomy from both the medical world and the art world and are placing it directly on the streets. London-based Shock One paints giant x-rays of pop culture icons. His x-rays show how culture can come to have an anatomy of its own, and conversely, how culture can become part of the anatomy of a person. You come to admire his work because reproducing x-rays by hand, let alone with spray paint, is extremely difficult. But then again, this is a street artist who also happens to hold a degree in applied chemistry. Nikos, an Austrian street artist, takes the term exploded view to a whole new level, splattering human and animal dissections on walls all over the world. Influenced by comics and heavy metal, Nikos inserts a very youthful and enticing energy into anatomy that I just love. Street artists believe that art belongs to the public. And this street anatomy is so captivating because it is the furthest removed from the medical world. It forces you to look at it and confront your own perceptions about anatomy, whether you find it beautiful, gross, morbid, or awe-inspiring, like I do. That it elicits these responses at all is due to our intimate and often changing relationship with it. All of the artists that I showed you here today referenced medical illustrations for their art. But for them, anatomy isn't just something to memorize, but a base from which to understand the human body on a meaningful level. To depict it in ways that we can relate, whether it be through cartoons, body painting, or street art. Anatomical art has the power to reach far beyond the pages of medical textbook, to ignite an excitement in the public, and reinvigorate an enthusiasm in the medical world, ultimately connecting our innermost selves with our bodies through art. Thank you.